Hi there. I'm here to tell you some important things about conduct disorder. Some kids talk back to adults or are not very good at following rules. That kind of behavior isn't very nice, but it isn't conduct disorder. Conduct disorder is when kids break some more serious rules and even sometimes do things like set fires or hurt people or animals. Fortunately, there are many wonderful treatments out there that can help children, parents, and entire families deal with conduct disorder. Here are some questions you can ask yourself that may help you decide if someone you love has conduct disorder. Is your child sometimes too aggressive? Do they blame others every time things go wrong instead of admitting it might be their fault? Do they sometimes hurt other people but not really feel bad about it? Do they do things that are opposite of what is socially right for their age? If you said yes to most of these, your child or teen may have conduct disorder. Keep listening to learn more about what conduct disorder is. You will also learn when it starts, how it starts, and what happens as kids get older. And, of course, you will learn what can be done to help you and your family. Right about now, you may be saying, "Can you tell me more about exactly what I would see if my kid does really have conduct disorder?" It's a very good question. There are 15 major behaviors you could look for to see if someone you love has conduct disorder. Number one is that a child may do things like bully or threaten kids in their class or in the neighborhood. Second, they might start fights with other kids. Two other things a child with conduct disorder might do are purposely try to hurt people or animals. Sometimes they may even use a weapon, such as a bat, a knife, or maybe even a gun, to hurt people. And they may even force someone into sexual activity. A teen or child with conduct disorder might also try to destroy someone's property on purpose, by setting fires, or in any other way. The 10th behavior is that they may break into someone's house or car. Also, they may lie a lot to get what they want, or to get out of doing things that they are supposed to be doing. And they may steal things from people, or shoplift. Kids with conduct disorder might also repeatedly skip school. Another thing a child may do is stay out all night, even if it's against the rules. Finally, a child may have conduct disorder if they run away from home at least twice. Doctors will usually say a kid has conduct disorder if, in the last year, they have been doing 3 of these behaviors, but they still have to be doing at least one of them in the last 6 months. As you heard all those behaviors, were you thinking that some of those were pretty intense and hurtful, but some others didn't seem as bad? Doctors realized that too, so they made 3 main types of conduct disorder: mild, moderate, and severe. The behaviors in mild conduct disorder don't cause serious harm, but they are enough for doctors to say a kid has it. Moderate is when there are a few more of the negative behaviors, or those behaviors cause harm that is a little more serious. Severe conduct disorder is when the child or teen is showing many of the behaviors of the disorder, and they are causing a lot of harm to others. Unfortunately, no matter which of the 3 types of conduct disorder a child or teen has, the behaviors cause a lot of difficulty in his or her life. Some questions parents may ask at this point could be, is there an age when I might start noticing this? Well, if a child shows signs that they have conduct disorder before they turn 10, they have what we call childhood onset conduct disorder. Doctors say that this is more common in boys than girls, and that there's a pretty big chance that they will continue to have problems getting along with others as they get older. If a child didn't show any signs of conduct disorder before they were 10, then they would have adolescent onset conduct disorder. Kids who have adolescent onset conduct disorder get along better with kids their age and have a better chance of improving as they get older. But don't worry. Whether the child you love has childhood or adolescent onset conduct disorder, there are many things that psychologists, psychiatrists, and therapists can do to help. Fortunately, getting treatment can help the kid, the parents, and the whole family. There are many wonderful types of treatments available. They depend on how severe the child's disorder is and on the needs of the kids and the family. One treatment is called Parent Management Training, or PMT. PMT teaches the parents how to help their kids to make better choices. Therapists and parents work together on ways to encourage the child's positive behavior. Parents also learn how to better negotiate with their child. Something else that helps is when kids do cognitive problem-solving skills training. It helps them to pick out a problem they had and find what choice they made for it to happen. Then, they work with a therapist to figure out the consequences. Last, they think of better options for their choice. Very importantly, kids can also take medicine to help them control the behaviors they shouldn't be doing. Medicine should be chosen carefully by the psychiatrist, child or teen, and the parent. A lot of times with conduct disorder, families and kids think it's helpful to use more than one type of therapy at the same time. They can mix medicine, PMT, therapy for the child or teen, marital counseling, or any other type of therapy or help the child needs. Using more than one type of therapy at a time can help a child's needs be met in every way. For more information on conduct disorder, you can check the Psych Family website. It has a lot of helpful information for kids, teens, and parents about conduct disorder and about dealing with mental illness in general. The site is www.cyke.com. Look under Situations to find conduct disorder. You can also check www.copecaredeal.org for more information about living with mental illness. The information in this podcast came from several sources. These sources were American Psychiatric Association 2000, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 4th edition, www.psych.com, and Martin A. and Volkman, FR, 2007, Lewis's Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, a Comprehensive Textbook, 4th edition.